Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
Tens of thousands of festival goers are going to wake up tomorrow morning under the canvas of the tent, probably with a throbbing headache, and then a thing called the fear sets in. But what is the fear and how can we combat it? Henry's been speaking to seasoned festival goers and he's joining us now. So the fear, eh?
Well, Tom, yes, I'm actually got the fear right now in this tent. I don't want to upset our guests. There were these small spiders that kept coming over to me and those festival smells and that lady over there, just keep an eye on my laptop. I'm now being paranoid someone's going to steal it. But yeah, there's 55,000 fans here and they're drinking, they're having the odd drink, someone's phone's going off. But for me, the best cure is a Big Mac meal washed down with a Coke. Chicken nuggets, oh, that phone is still going off. I'd have done the same. I'd have kept it ringing. That's the fear stepping in. It's stepping in right now. I met these festival goers and I asked them about the fear.
Close the curtains, curl up into the fetal position in bed, get your mother to slide the dinner under the door at about, say, 5:30, 6 o'clock, and then don't leave the room maybe for about 3-4 days.
But we're at Electric Picnic. There's going to be no mammies sliding dinners under the tent, is there?
True. Well, maybe if you find someone that can give a good hug, that can help, but it's only temporary. So you need to go for a more permanent fixture, I think. I'd say nice food, a bit of crack with the lads, a couple of drinks, and try and forget what you've done.
How do you survive Electric Picnic? You've got cider and toilet paper.
Cider and toilet paper. Well, they're the bare essentials to deal with the fear. The toilet paper helps because if you can't find a hug off anyone, you can just hug the toilet paper.
And the cider?
Cider's just great for any occasion. Anything at all. Christenings, baptisms, weddings, everything. Suits all occasions.
Basically, I wake up and I probably hate my life for like a solid hour. And then I kind of look around and see who I'm with. And then I have to like rethink all the decisions I made the night before. And then I decide what food I'm going to get. So then I walk to the deli and I probably get like a chicken fillet roll.
But there's no deli here at EP, is there?
At EP then, I probably wallow in my tent for like a good few hours. And then I probably walk to the car crying. And sit there for a while and see what food I can gather from all the scavengers. And then I eat it.
Probably regret most of the things that I can't remember.
So you can't remember the kind of blackout stuff?
Yeah. Or like you get a flashback and you're just like, nope, nope, no, no.
That didn't happen.
Nope, that didn't happen. That didn't
happen. These are people you're talking to on the campsite this morning. This is people already
and
planning for the fear.
And they're worried already, and there is a serious message, because this year the Anna Liffey Drug Project and the Irish Red Cross will operate at the welfare tent in the Jimi Hendrix campsite. And the main advice is obviously don't take illegal drugs, not to buy from a supplier you don't know. Take breaks, rest and drink water, and obviously do not mix drugs with alcohol. But the main message is don't take drugs. And enough of me lecturing. I got to meet a professor, well, a doctor actually. I met Dr. Bobby Smith, an expert fear doctor.
An actual fear doctor.
An actual fear doctor, and he talked about the cure.
There probably isn't any great cure, to be honest with you. It's probably best avoided if possible, which means maybe taking a bit of a day off the drinking if you're planning on being away partying for a few days.
So three nights, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you're saying perhaps don't drink Saturday. That would help.
Yeah, no, that might be difficult to do, or certainly do your best to drink a little bit less. I mean, basically, alcohol is a sedative, and the brain is constantly in a state of equilibrium. I suppose there's sedating and excitatory chemicals there. They're in balance normally when you take in a load of alcohol, which is an external sort of sedative. The natural sedative sort of switch off. They go to sleep for a while. Then on day four, after you stop drinking, they're still switched off. So the excitatory chemicals are still going full kilter. It causes you to sort of be a little bit on edge. You almost get that sense of being I can think of myself, maybe many, many years ago, I was away on holidays a few times, and when you've got many, many nights out in a row, it is certainly quite possible to dip into that. And I suppose it's really like mild alcohol withdrawals.
Basically, it's cold turkey, but with alcohol, like you're really feeling pretty on edge.
You're feeling on edge, so I guess to keep yourself hydrated, you know, try and reduce external pressures, you know, if you do find yourself in that condition, but there's really no good way of managing it. One way that will cause it to go away in the short term, of course, is to drink more. But I clearly wouldn't be advising that, because that's just going to make it worse again, even the next day.
I'm kind of waiting for a piece of advice here that sounds like the silver bullet, Henry, but I'm not hearing it.
I think the best thing to do is, as the doctor said, drink water and pace yourself. You don't need to drink all day, every day, because this is a real long festival. It's 3 days, it's three nights. And, you know, there's some seasoned crusties, and no offense to anyone in the crowd, I'm not talking about you, you're good festival goers, but some people go to every single festival, not just in Ireland, but across the UK. I met some of these crusties.
You need to make sure you get sleep, which is quite hard for a lot of people.
Very hard, because the music is pounding until late.
Yeah, and there's obviously loads of other things that keep you awake as well. Food, make sure you get some food, Daniel. Sleep, food, rest, loads of water.
Coat yourself in coconut oil and hope for the best.
Coconut oil?
Coconut oil.
Why? How does that help you survive?
Well, it doesn't, but then you're so tanned that you just don't care about the madness.
So, like, fake tan?
No, it's not fake tan. I've never worn fake tan in my life. Coffee, condoms, and a serious load of munch.
And munch?
Yeah. Munchies. You always want your munchies.
And that there, that's just tobacco, isn't it?
Oh, it is, of course, yeah.
Good bedding, and lots of real coffee, and lots of alcohol.
And you get through.
And you get through, yeah. And plenty of sleep.
But how can you get sleep?
Oh, you do, believe
you find
me,
you do.
You find it. At my age, you do.
A personal question, how old are you?
I was 58 yesterday, actually. I had my birthday
here.
Happy birthday.
Congratulations.
Cakes, everything. But they put 82 on my cake.
82?
Yes.
So you're a seasoned festival goer.
Excellent.
Oh, I am. I work with Away With The Fairies, have done for years. Brilliant. Go and see them. They're fantastic. I'll see you up there, actually.
And are you Away With The Fairies?
Totally. Fairies have been for years.
Electric picnic. Don't take anything personally. Relax, enjoy, have a good time.
Stung by a nettle, how do you survive EP?
Soft drinks.
All day, every day.
Well, not just that, there's always a mix of that to be added back in the tent, back in the gaff.
We're actually doing some charity work, so 6 hours charity work every day.
So that, volunteering, will help you
get
through.
Makes you feel better later on in the night, you know.
You ask some questions, Henry, that I can't believe you managed to survive asking. You're able to ask any woman you meet what age she is.
Well, I didn't want to, but she was perhaps your age and my age put together, and we had to talk about it because
it was the elephant in the room.
Yeah, and she's seasoned in every possible way.
Right.
And you know.
Yeah. You also met people who were putting up their tents, I believe.
Yeah. As we speak, people are beginning to flow into the festival. 55,000 of them, and they are setting up their tent. So you're trying to build your tent, and it's really quite difficult to build, isn't it?
No, it's not too bad. We're only here a few seconds now.
Just arrived?
Yeah, just arrived. Fresh, new. Come back to us at the end of the week and you'll see how different we look.
Just don't drink much.
This is your first ever electric picnic.
Mm-hmm.
Are you looking forward to it?
Yes, definitely.
And who are you looking forward to seeing?
Duran Duran.
Yeah.
Duran Duran. And you know, Duran Duran were an 80s band.
Mm-hmm.
What decade were you born in?
The 90s, actually. Mm-hmm. But like parents. Yeah. Our parents listened to Duran Duran, so we kind of grew up around the music.
So you love all that. You love Hungry Like a Wolf.
Mm-hmm.
You love Rio.
Yes. Rio, definitely. Yes.
Girls on Film.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one too.
So you're looking forward to it. And they're not on stage until Sunday night at 10:45.
Yes.
Will you still be surviving EP by then?
Definitely. We have to. Yeah. We have to drink a lot of water, stay hydrated. Soak in the sun, the atmosphere.
Look out for the freebies.
Yes.
There's
freebies.
Yeah, you can get your hair done for free until 3 o'clock.
Can you?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I feel like there'll be a big queue, but we're going to try.
Wonderful stuff, Henry. They sound remarkably calm and clear-headed about how they're going to enjoy
completely.
The picnic.
They were around 18 or 19. They've never been to EP before. They don't realise that perhaps the toilet paper will run out. And the best time to go to a Portaloo is now. And the News Talk Lounge Portaloo, just to let you know, Tom, is still clean. It's still fresh. And there's still loo roll. I'm going to go in there now and I'm going to lock the door. There's a padlock. And I'm just going to stay there for a few hours.
Right.
Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big cheque for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.